This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, July 23rd. While wheat and other grains hold steady in Tuesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was steady, traded on both sides of the market. Egypt did buy 300,000 tons of wheat, so that really was something to give it a shot in the arm, but it didn't really send it anywhere higher than we thought. You know, technically, futures are oversold, so there is other things to underpin the market to really push it a little bit higher. The European Union and Russia, you know, they're cutting back some of their harvest forecast numbers. All these things should be very good for U.S. wheat, and yet we are kind of stalled out here. But the agriculture secretary did announce that there's going to be another round of aid, and that's going to be another $15 per acre for the federal aid. All the information behind that hasn't been released yet, but we're going to be watching that closely.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 0.75 at 587. September corn was up 3.25 at 425. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 2.25, ranging from 556.5 to 566.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 0.75, ranging from 595.5 to 6.5. Live cattle for August were up 60 cents at 109.17.5. August feeder cattle were up 2.5 cents at 142.30. And July class 3 milk was down a penny at 1740.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.